Sorry, Marge. I need to say the first part to start the class.
Okay.
喂，昆塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年1月3日，星期五。我们非常非常荣幸的邀请到了深爱着我们的 Kavi Chandra Maharaj， 为我们继续讲述今天的国家梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。Yes, Maharaj.
Gopijanabalava Giribarada Yashoda Nandana Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihar.
Okay. Can you remind me the exact verse again?
Chapter Haribol, yes, Maharaj.
Chapter 10, verse 10. Very famous verse.
国家梵歌的第十章的第十世界是一个非常著名的世界。
This is a verse that every devotee memorizes.
每一个奉献者都应该会背这个世界。
Om Agana Chimirandasya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Tesham Satyata Yuktanam Haribol?
Tesham Satyata Yuktanam. Yes, Maharaj, I'm here.
Bhajatam Priti Purvakam.
Bhajatam Priti Purvakam.
Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam.
Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam.
Yena Mamupayantite. Desham Nikte Yutanam.
Desham Sattata Yutanam.
Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. Tadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. Yena Mam Upayantite.Desham Satata Yuktanam.
Bhajatam Priti Purvakam.
Tadami Buddhi Yogam Tam.
Tadami Buddhi Yogam Tam.
Yena Mamu
Payantite.
Others?
Maharaj, because we are. Maharaj,
okay, words for a word.
四对字.
Tesham.
Tesham.
Tesham. Unto them.
向他们.
Satata yuktanam.
Satata yuktanam.
Always engaged.
一直从事.
Bhajatam.
Bhajatam.
Rendering devotional service.
从事于奉爱服务.
Priti Purvakam.
Priti Purvakam.
In loving ecstasy.
在爱的狂喜中.
Padami.
Padami.
I give.
我赐予.
Buddhi Yogam.
Buddhi Yogam.
Real intelligence.
真正的智力.
Tam.
Tam.
That. That.
Na. Na.
Yena.
Yena.
By which?
什么什么的?
Mom.
Mom.
Unto me.
向我.
Upayanti.
Upayanti.
Come.
来到.
They.
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 他们.
To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me.
译文, 对一直以爱心侍奉我的人, 我赐予他们理解力, 使他们来到我这里。
Report. In this verse, the word Buddhi Yogam is very significant. We may remember that in the second chapter, the Lord, instructing Arjuna, said he had spoken to him of many things, and he would instruct him in the way of Buddhi Yoga. Now Buddhi Yoga is explained. Buddhi Yoga itself is action in Krishna consciousness. That is the highest intelligence. Buddhi means intelligence. And yoga means mystic activities or mystic elevation. When one tries to go back home, back to Godhead, and takes fully to Krishna consciousness and devotional service, his action is called Buddhi Yoga. In other words, Buddhi Yoga is the process by which one gets out of entanglement in this material world. The ultimate goal of progress is Krishna. People do not know this. Therefore, the association of devotees and a bona fide spiritual master are important. One should know that the goal is Krishna, and when the goal is assigned, then the path is slowly but progressively traversed, and the ultimate goal is achieved. Can you read that?
Yes. 要旨, 这节诗中的智慧瑜伽, Buddhi Yogam, 一词非常的重要。 我们也许记得, 至尊主在第二章中教Arjuna说, 他应该 给他解释了很多的知识，他将教他智慧瑜伽。现在解释智慧瑜伽，智慧瑜伽就是怀着Krishna知觉活动，这么做是运用智力的最佳方法。梵文Buddhi的意思是智力，瑜伽的意思是神秘的活动或神秘的提升。当人试图回归家园，回到守神的身边， 并怀着Krishna知觉全神贯注地做奉爱服务时， 他的行动就称为智慧瑜伽。换句话说， 智慧瑜伽是走出这个物质世界束缚的路程过程，而前进的终极目标是 Krishna。 人们不知道这一点，因此奉献者的交往和有一位真正的灵性导师是非常重要的。应该知道目标是 Krishna， 目标确定后道路漫长，但却步步向前，一直达到终极的目标。
Okay, finish?
Yes.
When a person knows the goal of life is addicted to the fruits of activities, he's acting in karma yoga. When he knows that the goal is Krishna, but he takes pleasure in mental speculation to understand Krishna, he's acting in jnana yoga. And when he knows the goal and seeks Krishna completely in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, he's acting in bhakti yoga or buddhi yoga, which is complete yoga. This is a complete yoga, is the highest perfectional stage of life.
人在知道生活目标的情况下，仍然忠于享受活动的结果，其活动属于活动瑜伽 karma yoga 的范畴。人在知道目标是 Krishna 的情况下，仍然喜欢通过心自思辨了解 Krishna， 其活动属于知识的思辨瑜伽 Jnana Yoga 的范畴。人如果知道了目标，并完全在与 Krishna 知觉有关的活动中或奉爱服务中寻找 Krishna， 其活动就属于完整的瑜伽奉爱瑜伽 Bhakti Yoga 或智慧瑜伽的范畴，而这完整的瑜伽是生命中最高的完美阶段。Maharaj.
Next paragraph. A person may have a bona fide spiritual master and may be attached to a spiritual organization, but if he's not intelligent enough to make progress, Krishna from within gives him instructions so that he may ultimately come to him without difficulty. The qualification is a person always engage himself in Krishna consciousness and with love and devotion render all kinds of services. He should perform all sort of work for Krishna, and that work should be with love. If a devotee is not intelligent enough to make progress on the path of self-realization, but is sincere and devoted to the activities of devotional service, the Lord gives him a chance to make progress and ultimately attain to him.
一个人也许会有一位真正的灵性导师，也许是某个灵性组织的会员，但如果他还没有足够的智力取得进步，那么 Krishna 就会从他的内心给他训示，使他能在最终毫无困难地达到那里。需要的资格是一个人要一直从事与 Krishna 知觉有关的活动，怀着爱和奉爱精神做各种各样的服务。他应该为 Krishna 做某种工作，而且要怀着爱心去做。如果一个奉献者没有足够的智力在自我觉悟的路途上取得进步，但却诚挚全心全意地为至尊主做奉爱服务，至尊主就会给他一个机会让他取得进步，并最终到达他那里。当然是
Yeah, Om Agana Chanirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chaksu Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajja Jatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadvaitam Savadutam Parichana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Scha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Sh Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschacha Desatavane. Vanchakav Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namane Namaste Gauravani Jimurtaye Dina Tarane Rupanuga Viruda Apasiddhanta Dvanta Harane Namo Gorkishwaraya Sachit Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambu Jayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachit Ananda Namane Shri Gora Karuna Shakti Rupa Nuga Virayate. Shri Gaurav Bhave Bhume Stvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Jagannathaya Te Namaha Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tushe Namaha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Dapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari.
以下是圣恩 Ace.
Okay. So this verse is Prabhupada very often quoted, sometimes very strongly.
那么这一节诗呢，是帕帕经常会 引述, 而且有的时候呢, 还会强力地引述。
Krishna reveals himself according to our service.
所以呢, 我们应该根据我们的服务来检查自己, 来揭示自己。 所以呢, 我们要看我们的态度。
Then there's a lot of interesting things in the purport that require some explanation.
在要旨的解释中呢, 有很多的非常有意思的点。So
we have the comments by Bhurijan Prabhu in his book, Surrender Unto Me.
Srila Bhurijan Prabhu 在他的 向我臣服这本书里面呢, 对这个世界有很多的评述。
So I'll just go over those a little bit.
来讲一讲
So devotees understand Krishna not only by hearing about him, but also Krishna reveals himself in the heart.
Krishna呢不仅仅是通过聆听去了解Krishna，而且呢也需要从自己内心中去揭示自己。
And he reveals himself according to our service attitude.
而且他是根据自己的服务以及自己的态度去揭示自己的。
So if someone is always trying to serve Krishna, then he'll give knowledge.
那么作为一个总是去服务Krishna的人, 他就会被赐予知识。
That knowledge might not mean that we can recite, you know, hundreds of slokas, or we know so many details, but that one knows Krishna, I'm a servant of Krishna.
那么这知识呢, 并不意味着我们好像能够背诵出100个诗节，或者说我们知道很多的关于Krishna的细节的信息。 而是这知识意味着我们知道了我们是 Krishna 的仆人的仆人的仆人。
Completely convinced that, you know, I'm a servant of Krishna and my life is meant for serving Krishna.
而且呢，我们是完全的被说服了，就是我是 Krishna 的仆人，而且我的一生呢都是要为 Krishna 去做服务的。
So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur defines Bhuti Yoga as Krishna's direct inspiration.
所以说了 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 就讲到了 Bhuti Yoga 是从 Krishna 那里得到的直接的启发。
Because the devotees want to know Krishna very intensely, Krishna gives understanding.
因为当一个奉献者他非常的强烈的想了解 Krishna 的时候 ,Krishna 就会赐他这个理解力。
So, Prabhupada in the purport is what is quite interesting and might be confusing to most of us is that someone may have a bona fide spiritual master and is attached to a society.
所以呢，舍利弗帕在这个要旨里面有一个说法就很有意思，而且可能对我们来说也很困惑。他说呢，一个人也许会有一位真正的灵性导师，也许是某个灵性组织的会员。
But he may not have the material intelligence or something to really make a lot of progress.
但是呢，他并没有真正的灵性，但是他并没有真正的灵性的智慧去做出很多的灵性的进步。
So from within, Krishna will give instructions.
所以说呢 ，Krishna 他会从内在给他指导。
You guide that devotee to do some kind of service.
他会在内心中去指导一个奉献者去做一些服务。
So the qualification is that someone we're always trying to serve Krishna some way or another.
但是呢，这个资格就是这个人。他总是想尽各种各样的办法去服务 Krishna， 总是想在服务中
love and devotion, render all kinds of service.
而且呢，是通过一种奉爱之情去从事各种各样的服务。
So Prabhupada stresses how Krishna gives this wonderful inspiration.
所以虽然帕帕他就强调了Krishna 他是如何给了我们这么美妙的灵感的。
So, you know, it inspires someone just clean a kitchen or just serve a devotee. You know, he'll get some inspiration and do that and then make progress.
By, from Krishna within the heart. 比如说他会让我们把这个厨房给清理干净，或者说呢，去服务某一个人，并且呢，总是去这么做。
So we've been covered by ignorance since time immemorial. Nobody knows how long we've been in ignorance.
自远古以来呢，我们一直就被愚昧所覆盖。我们大家已经没有办法去清楚的知道我们被愚昧覆盖了多少年了。
So can you really get real inspiration? That's the question.
但是你能不能真正的得到启发和灵感呢？这才是问题的所在。
But Krishna will take care of. Krishna is very kind.
但是 Krishna 他是非常的仁善的，所以 Krishna 他会照顾。
So he reveals himself in many different ways.
那么 Krishna 他通过各种各样的方式来揭示他自己。
One of the most merciful ways, of course, is that he comes himself and reveals his intimate spiritual world.
最仁慈的一种方式就是他会亲自来，并且呢，向我们揭示灵性世界。
When Krishna doesn't come just to kill the demons,He does kill the demons, but he comes to attract the devotees to his devotion, intimate service.
那 Krishna 他来呢，他确实是杀了恶魔，但是呢，他亲自来的目的呢，还是为了要吸引奉献者能够 去为他从事非常亲密的服务。
So he came and apparently took birth in Vrindavan and revealed all these pastimes.
所以呢，他就来了，并且呢，他在文达文降生，而且还上演了所有的这些逍遥时光。
So of course he killed so many demons, and that's purifying even to think about. It helps us to get rid of our bad qualities.
那他当然是杀死了这些恶魔。当我们在想起 Krishna 杀恶魔的这个事情的时候呢，都可以让我们的内心得到净化，可以帮助我们清除内心的所有的这些不洁、不好的品质。
But killing the demons is also for the pleasure of the devotees.
但是呢，他杀死恶魔也是为了要让奉献者开心。
Because the demons are harassing the devotees or not allowing them to render service.
因为恶魔在欺负奉献者，不允许奉献者做服务。
And Kamsa, he had made it, the Brahmins couldn't have any fire jagya or anything.
Kamsa 让所有的这些婆罗门们都没有办法做火祭，也不能做其他的事情。
So we're fortunate now that government's much more liberal.
那所以我们现在也非常的幸运，就是我们的政府呢也是如此的大度慷慨。
So we can, you know, we can practice our spiritual life.
从而使我们可以去休息我们的灵性的生活。
But Krishna from within will guide us how we can do that according to our different circumstance, which is internal and external. We have different abilities. We have different ability to understand philosophy or something, different types of work we can do. But Krishna will help us and arrange things that we, if we want to, that we can always find some service.
但是呢，由于我们所处在的这种条件状况不一样，我们每个人所具备的能力也都不一样。所以 Krishna 他总是可以在内心中呢，根据我们实际的情况来指导我们，让我们能够从事我们可以做的服务。
So many times, people, new devotees or even older devotees, people that are just first reading the Bhagavad Gita, they'll say, "I don't understand it."
很多时候，无论是新奉献者还是老奉献者，他们都有这样的体验，就是刚刚在一开始阅读《薄伽梵歌》的时候，都会觉得我。不懂他在讲什么。
Because they're trying to understand it in the way you might understand ordinary education.
因为他们在试着以世俗的教育的这种角度去理解《薄伽梵歌》中的内容。
That you just study some, you know, history or some science, and you learn a bunch of things and repeat it.
比如说学到了一些科学，学到了一些历史，比如说我们在学到了一些历史啊，学到了一些科学的时候呢，我们并没有真正的理解它，而是人云亦云的在重复。
Like doctors, they say, you know, they have to study so much before they can be called a doctor.
比如说大夫，在他们能够被称为大夫之前，他们首先要经历很漫长的学习的过程。
But then they have to practice. And
那然后经过学习之后呢，他又得去进行练习修习。
And that's when they really learn things, is when they have to actually do it.
所以呢，当他真正的开始实践的时候，他才真正的学到了他所学的知识。
So in the beginning, they have to work in the hospital and just, you know, help other doctors. And gradually, they let them do something, and they're watching them.And then they really learn. That's called vijnana, practical knowledge.
所以在最开始的时候呢，他们是在医院里面看着别的大夫去操作。之后呢，他们被分派了一些任务，在别人的指导和监督之下呢，可以去完成一些工作。然后慢慢这就变成了 vijnana， 就变成了这个实践的学习了。
So understanding Bhagavad Gita means. We know that
we're servants of Krishna. And we, and then
所以真正的
Krishna will help us.
Sorry, who will help us?
We, Krishna in the heart will help.
Okay, 那么真正的理解薄伽梵歌也就意味着我们是Krishna 的仆人，而且呢 Krishna 他会在内心中去帮助我们，指导我们。
He gives the understanding.
Krishna 他会给我们理解力。
So these four verses, because the first one, right, verse number 8, where Krishna says, you know, I'm the origin of everything and everything comes from me.
嗯，那么在这四个种子师节里面，第一个师节是从第八师节开始的。第八师节里面 ，Krishna 就说：“我是一切之源，一切都来自于我。”
So the wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service.
所以呢，就这个有智慧的人呢，他。就会非常完美的了解到这一点，而且呢，还会为我做奉献服务。
And many places in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying like that, that when someone really understands him, then they engage in his service.
在薄伽梵歌的很多地方 ，Krishna 都会说到这一点，就是一个真正的了解我的人都会为我做奉献服务。
That's our constitutional position.
因为那是我们本来，因为那是本来我们原定的职责所在，也就是我们非常自然的一种状态。
Nichara Krishna Das, the jiva, our eternal identity, is a servant of Krishna.
Jiva, 个体灵魂最就是最原初的身份就是 Krishna 永恒的仆人。
That's our real life.
那才是我们真正的生命 ，Krishna 的仆人。
So that's the highest understanding, and Krishna will give us that realization.
那么这是最崇高的理解，那么 Krishna 呢也会把这个觉悟赐给我们。
And he'll help us how we can serve him.
而且 Krishna 他也会帮助我们如何去服务他。
And that's why he arranges, he sends acharyas like Prabhupada, and Prabhupada made a big society where people are talking about Krishna, people are serving Krishna in so many different ways which we can.Engage in Krishna's service.
那所以呢，他也就会做出各种各样的安排。他会派来 Srila Prabhupada， 然后也会由这个 Srila Prabhupada 呢组织成这么一个大的社团。然后在这个社团之中呢，使大家有各种各样的方式可以去服务 Krishna。
Then we can understand more that Krishna is not only the creator. This is a purport I just read from the second canto.The Lord is not only the creator and destroyer of the material world.
然后呢，我们就能理解的更多了。比如说，我刚刚从《圣典薄伽瓦坛》的第二篇里面的要旨里面就读到了 ，Krishna 他不仅仅是这个物质世界的创造者和毁灭者。
Some people think of God as just that, you know, power.
那么有些人呢，把这个神就想象成是那样的，是非常的有力量的。
It's kind of a beginning on reverence.
那么这个呢是开始，就是怀着敬畏之情的。
But the other higher feature that devotees realize is the ananda, the bliss feature, personal feature.
但是呢，更高的这个层面呢，就是奉献者他就理解了 Krishna 的人格的这一层面 ，ananda 喜悦的这一层面。
And of course, that's personified in Srimati Radharani, the internal, merciful, blissful energy of Krishna.
那么这个呢就是 Sri Krishna 的内在能量 Sri Mati Radharani 是 Krishna 的非常的极乐的也是非常的仁慈的内在能量。
Only pure devotees can understand this. The Maya body is impersonalist. Those are speculating and, you know, trying to know God by so many other ways. They'll never understand that.
但是只有纯粹的奉献者才能够理解到这个层面，而其他的非人格主义者 Maya body， 他们要通过各种各样其他的方式去心智推敲关于神这个话题，所以呢，他们是没有办法理解到这个层面的。
But Krishna.Reveals himself to the humble devotee. It doesn't matter if he's very super knowledgeable or he's in a so-called high position, because in the spiritual world, everyone is, there's no distinction like that.
但是呢 ，Krishna 会把他自己本真的身份揭示给一个非常谦卑的奉献者。那无论这个奉献者他到底是处于非常博学的状态或者是处于一个非常有威望的身份的状态这都不重要因为在灵性世界是没有这样的区分的
Everyone just wants to please Krishna whether they're a tree or a cow or whatever
在灵性世界所有的生物体他们只想做的一件事情就是让 Krishna 开心无论他是一棵树还是一头牛还是其他的什么
So that's bhakti. Bhakti means service.
就那就是 bhakti. Bhakti 的意思也就是服务。
It means cooperation.
而且那也就意味着是要合作。
Cooperation with Krishna.
和 Krishna 的合作。
We have to hear from Krishna. We have to hear, you know, Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita. So we understand how to serve Krishna.We need a spiritual master to guide us.
那么我们呢要这个聆听 Krishna 的讲述，要聆听 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》中的教导，这样我们才能够知道怎么才能够合作，而且呢，我们要在灵性导师的指导下去做。
So Krishna sends many spiritual masters.
所以说呢 ，Krishna 才会派很多，所以 Krishna 才会派很多的。Sorry, Maharaj, we are a little bit delaying. 所以说呢，这个Krishna 才会派很多的灵性导师。那么这些谦卑的奉献者们才知道如何去向 Krishna 做服务。
It's a title of a class, and it was called Gurus Everywhere.
那么有一节课，它的名字就是无处不在的 Guru.
And it's about in the 11th canto, there's a story of a Brahmin who he has like 26 gurus or 24 gurus.
那么那个是在《圣念薄伽瓦坛》第一篇里面所讲述的一个内容，就是有位婆罗门，他说呢，他有24位或者26位guru。
And he's learning from everything, something, some kind of quality, some kind of realization.
而且呢，他就向这些guru们去学习，任何的事物，去得到某种。意义上的觉悟。
So, you know, this is how an intelligent person, they can learn so much by just observing the material nature and observing other people.
那所以这就是一个有智慧的人能够做到的，就是他会通过去观察物质世界以及观察所有其他的人而学到以及服务。
Until he finally learns that you know, you have to, up to that point, you learn, then you understand to really know Krishna, the knowledge has to be given to you from someone else. You have to learn.
然后最终呢 sorry, Marge, you're saying that until he finally learns that.
Yeah, up until that point, one can be analyzing the material world and learning, this is not supreme, that's not supreme, this is good, this is, you know, we can learn different things, can learn lessons from material nature.
OK, 那么呢，他可以从这个物质自然中去学到各种各样的知识，并且可以去进行分析，来了解这个不是至尊者，然后他就可以、
right.
就可以通过这个观察这个自然界的这个现象去学到很多东西。
He's saying, "I've taken shelter of 24 gurus."
这位婆罗门他说呢，他说我从24位 guru 那里得到了托庇。
The sea and the earth and the sky and the snake and the honeybee and the elephant, so many.
比如说可以从土地，可以从空气，可以从天空，然后也可以从蜜蜂，可以从蛇，从各种各样的事物中。
So he describes, you know, what he learned from each one.
所以呢，在这个，所以呢，在这段内容里面呢，就描述了他从每一个事物中都学到了什么。当然，我们没有时间去讲述所有这些细节的内容。
But the first one is interesting and it kind of a good answer for a question we get quite often.
那么第一个呢是很有意思的，而且呢它也可以给我们作为我们经常会问的一个问题的答案。
A sober person, even if he's harassed by others, understands that they're just acting according to karma.
一个冷静的人即便他被其他的人所骚扰，他也应该理解这样的现象源于他的业报所致。
So we should not be distracted from our spiritual progress.
所以说呢，我们不应该偏离我们的灵性的进步。
He said, I learned this from the earth, you know, because the earth people are doing so many things to the earth, but the earth just carries on.
那我从土地，我从泥土中学到的这一点，从土地中学到的这一点，原因就是由于大家对这个土地做各种各样的事情，但是呢，这个土地呢，它总是保持着Zen禅的心态。
So we should learn to devote all our efforts to the service of others.
所以呢，我们应该学着把我们所有的竭尽全力的去服务其他的人。
Like the trees.
比如说大树。
Trees are giving fruit and shade and flowers and oxygen. So many things are always serving.
那么树呢，它可以提供很多东西，比如说它会开花，它会结果，它也会给阴凉，然后呢它还会给这个、给我们很多东西。
So, it's an interesting chapter to read, chapter 7 of the 11th canto.
圣严伯家瓦坛第十一篇的第七章是一个非常有意思的章节。
Learning from everything you observe in the material world is learning.
所以呢，他在物质世界所观察的一切事物都让他从中学到了很多。
But then it also describes another place. Up to that point, but then we have to find a spiritual master who can actually teach us about Krishna.
但是呢，在另外一个地方也提到，那么在另外一个地方也提到了，就到某一个点的时候呢，这个人他就必须要去接受一位灵性导师，因为这位灵性导师呢，可以教导他如何去服务 Krishna。
After observing the material world very carefully, we can understand that there's great intelligence behind it and there's a creator. Then we have to learn, well, who is that person?
那当我们去仔细地观察这个物质世界的时候呢，也是非常的有帮助的，因为呢， 让我们了解了这个物质世界是非常的强大的，而且呢它是有很多的玄，就是威武之处的。可是慢慢的我们应该能够理解，在这一切的背后是应该有一个支撑的，那个支撑的人是谁呢？
Okay, so let's see if there's any questions today.
好吧，我们来看看今天有没有任何的问题。Yes, the question from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢 Maharaj 讲课和翻译。智慧瑜伽 Bhuti Yoga 是属于奉爱瑜伽呢，还是属于活动瑜伽？为什么单独用智慧瑜伽来描述？ Maharaj, thank you very much for your lecture. My question is that if Bhuti Yoga pertains to Bhakti Yoga or it pertains to the Karma Yoga,But why we separately mention this Bhuti Yoga to describe it as a Bhuti Yoga?
Good question.
这是一个很好的问题。
Because Bhuti means intelligence.
首先呢，这个 Bhuti 的意思呢是智慧的意思。
So ultimately, it means bhakti yoga.
所以终极来说呢，它的意思就是 bhakti 瑜伽。
Because bhakti is this finer intelligence is that we should serve Krishna with love and devotion, not for any other purpose.
因为 bhakti 瑜伽的意思就是从更加细致的理解，就是我们应该用爱和奉爱之情去服务 Krishna， 而不是在其而不是做其他的事情。
But even if someone knows Krishna and they're serving for some other purpose, it's still intelligence, but it's not the highest intelligence. So there's just like everything, different levels of bhakti, there's different levels of buddhi, there's different levels of karma yoga, everything has many levels.
那么就即便是一个人他了解了 Krishna, 但是呢他为了其他的目的而在做着服务，那么这个其实也已经是挺有智慧的了，它也是一种 Bhuti， 因为在 Bhuti 的这个层面呢有不同，因为这个 Bhuti 呢它有不同的层面，比如说像这个 Bhakti 瑜伽它也有不同的层面。
This is Bhuti Yogam Tam Yenamam. So this Bhuti means Bhakti, real intelligence.
那么这个世界里面的这个 Bhuti Yoga 它指的是真正的智慧，指的是 Bhakti。
Right?
对不对？ So okay, so in this verse, the Bhuti here actually is equivalent to Bhakti.
Yeah.
所以说就在这个世界，所以就在这个世界里面的这个 Bhuti Yoga，
real Bhuti Yoga is an intelligence that leads one to Bhakti.
那么就是
这
个，那么这个世界里面的这个 Bhuti Yoga 呢，它指的是能够让我们通向 Bhakti 的智慧。
The most advanced devotee, they're not thinking of anything like that. They're just love Krishna.
那么大部分的这些非常精进的奉献者，他们不会去这么思考，他们只是一心的爱着 Krishna 就好了。
And because they love Krishna, they just automatically serve Krishna.
因为他们爱 Krishna, 所以呢，他就自动的去服务 Krishna.
Okay.
Yes, next question still from Rajendra Prabhu. 本节师 Krishna 说我赐予他理解力，这个理解力是什么？是一种觉悟。是对知识的觉悟，还是对服务的领悟，还是什么？ So in this verse, it is said that Krishna said that I will give him the understanding to come to me. So the understanding here refers to what? Is that a kind of realization? Is that the realization to the knowledge? Or is the realization to the service? Or is some other things?
Well, real knowledge is realization of service.
那么真正的知识呢？真正的知识是对服务的觉悟。
So I just looked up Bodhi, so here's an explanation in chapter 2, verse 39.
那么我刚才来查阅的这个 Buddhi 这个词啊，那么在圣典薄伽梵歌第二章的第29世节里面也有一个对 Buddhi 的解释。
And Prabhupada saying this Buddhi yoga is clearly explained in chapter 10, verse 10.
释迦牟尼佛说呢，Sorry, Maharaj, could you repeat again what you say just now? Srila Prabhupada said what? Does Buddha Yoga has mean?
I'm going to read it, an explanation of Buddha Yoga, which Prabhupada said is given in this chapter 10, but this is in another purport, chapter 2, verse 39.
Yes.
It says that this Buddha Yoga is direct communion with the Lord.
哦，那么就是在这个《薄伽梵歌》的第二章的第39世节里面，释迦牟尼说呢，就这个 Buddhi 它是指是指和Krishna 的直接的连接。
Who is the Paramatma in everyone's heart？
那么它是在每一个人心中的 Paramatma 超灵。
But this does not take place without bhakti, without devotional.
但是呢。但是如果要是没有 bhakti 没有对 Krishna 的服务的话这是不会发生的。
So one who is engaged in devotional service, the Krishna consciousness, it gets this Buddhi by grace of the Lord.
所以说呢在 Krishna 知觉之中当一个人为 Krishna 做服务的时候这个人他就能够得到主的恩赐。
So the Buddhi mentioned in this verse of the Bhagavad Gita,is devotional service.
所以说呢在薄伽梵歌里面所提到的 Buddhi 这个词的意思也就意味着是奉献服务。
My buddies may have a different definition of Buddhi. They'll say that this means to know so many things.
那 Mayavadi 呢对 Buddhi 有不同的解释他们说呢 Buddhi 仅仅是去了解知道对事物的了解和知道。
But even in the material world,Intelligence means, you know, people know how to do things and utilize knowledge, not that they just have knowledge.
但是呢，在物质世界里面呢，人们也都知道这个智慧其实是人们知道怎么去做事儿，而不仅仅是知道要去做事儿，而不知道怎么去做。
Okay.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Maharaj, there are more questions. Maharaj, more questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah. So you're done with that question, the second question of Rajendra Prabhu. He said something about the I give the understanding. The understanding is a realization or a realization of this knowledge or the realization to the service or anything else.
Yeah, all those things, but ultimately service.
Okay, 所以说这个就这个理解呢是指的您所说的这一串但最终呢是服务。So the next question still from Rajendra Prabhu. 从今天的这个世界看纯粹奉献服务是由 Krishna 本人所赐予的又说是由Radharani 所赐予的又说是主 Nityananda 所赐予的又说是灵性导师所赐予的又说是奉献者的祝福所致实际上获得纯粹奉爱服务到底是哪来的呢来自谁谢谢 So from the words of today we know that the pure devotional service is a grace from the Lord Sri Krishna himself However we also heard that the pure devotional service is from Srimati Radharani We also heard that the pure devotional service is from Lord Nityananda. We also heard that the pure devotional service is is from the spiritual master. We also heard that that is the well-wishing or the blessing from the devotees. So where are exactly the pure devotional services from? Thank you.
Everything's from Krishna.
所有的一切都来自于 Krishna.
But he gives it to us in different ways according to different people.
但是呢，根据不同的人，他以不同的形式给予我们。
So all those things, they all help us.
所以所有您刚才说的这一切呢，他们都帮助了我们。
Like the spiritual master, of course, is very important, but spiritual master is the representative of Nityananda or Radharani. Nityananda is the original guru.
那比如说呢，灵性导师是非常重要的。但是呢，灵性导师他是朱尼天南达以及 Srimati Radharani 的代表。那么朱尼天南达呢，他是最原初的guru。
Okay.
Yes.
And we get it in so many different ways.
所以呢，我们是从各种各样的途径得到纯粹的奉献服务的。
Okay.
Yes. The next question from 幸运星 Mataji. 感恩 Guru 对精彩耐心的讲课。请问刚才提到的24种 Guru 是 Krishna 的非人格展示吗？ Mataji asked, thank you very much for your wonderful and very patient lecture. My question is that for the 24 Gurus you mentioned,are those the impersonal manifestations of Lord Krishna?
Not exactly, because it's personal.
不是的，他们都是人格的。
The idea is that a thoughtful person can learn from anyone.
这个意思呢，就是说一个有思想的人，他会从所有的人那里去学习。
Even by seeing people doing wrong things, we can learn that we shouldn't do that.
那么即便是看到了别人做了错误的事情，我们也能够从中学到我们不要这么做。
Because we live in the world and we do observe many things.
因为当我们生活在这个世界上的时候，我们会观察到很多的事情的发生。
So ultimately, when someone realizes more,They can see Krishna behind all these things.
那么所以当一个人他有更多的觉悟的时候，他就可以看到 Krishna 是站在所有的这些事物的后面的。
They can see that Krishna is directing everything. Everything is acting according to the laws of nature that are given by Krishna.
那么他也可以看到 Krishna 他在指导着所有的这些事情。那么所有的这一切呢，全部都是在 Krishna 所给予就是由于 Krishna 而发的这个自然的法律的状态下而运行的。
When we see how wonderful everything is working in the material world so perfectly, someone will start to think, well, what's behind all this? Who is the director?
所以呢，当我们看到物质世界里面的一切都在非常安好的运转的时候，我们可能就会在想，在这。一切的后面是谁在操纵着他呢
？Okay.
Yes. So that's everything about all of the questions.
Wow. Okay. Thank you all very much, JC.
非常感谢大家。
So you.Suo yo u rong yao u gui yu ju hui de fang sha jie. Suo yo rong yao gui yu ju hui de fang sha jie. I should just say it a couple hundred times in a row. Then.
Yeah,
okay.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Yes. 非常感谢大家。
Next Monday, I'll be coming to your beautiful country.
下个礼拜一，我将来到你们非常美丽的国家。Jai Maharaj.
Now there's so many Chinese tourists coming to Japan.
那现在呢，有很多的中国的游客来到日本。
So devotees were telling me, I was wondering why they want to come to Japan.
那么因为我呢，就有点我有点这个困惑，为什么中国游客想要来日本呢？
China has much more interesting.
因为中国比日本的这个资源要多得多。
But everybody in the world wants to go somewhere else.
但是呢，在世界上的所有的人都想要去到另外一个地方。
We went for chanting in Thailand in a very busy tourist place, and practically only Chinese people there.
我们在泰国的一个旅行旅游胜地，在那儿去唱诵，然后在那个地方呢，基本上都是中国人。
A few Vietnam people.
还有几个为数很少的越南人。
So if somebody wants to distribute a lot of Chinese books, they could go there.
you may go to the Thailand. Yeah. 所以就是，所以如果要是想派中国书，就如果要是想给中国人派书的话呢，就可以到这个泰国的旅游胜地去，因为那儿基本上都是中国人。
And now in Japan, there's so many Chinese tourists. Awesome.
而现在呢，在日本有很多的中国人。
But then you can no restriction. You can talk to them. You can give them books.
所以呢，在日本也可以很好的派书，
okay.
因为在这个地方呢不会有任何的限制，你可以很自由的去和他们交谈。Good idea, Maharaj.
But yeah, and we have to send some books to these countries because the devotees go out and they're so. In Bangkok, when you leave the airport, you know, when you go to immigration to leave, they have a sign to the right side Chinese people and left side everyone else.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because about half of Chinese.
Is that because too many Chinese there?
There's so many, yeah.
是这样的啊，马尔说呢，如果我们要是想把这个书派到国外的这些中国人那里呢，我们就得把这个中文的这个书呢运到泰国，比如说曼谷还有日本。那么就是在曼谷这个国家，就是在曼谷，当我们出境的时候，在那个出境的那个地方就会有一个牌子，那个牌子上面写的是中国的游客请走右边，其他的人走左边。原因就是因为中国的游客实在是太多了，所以要把它分开。
OK， 谢谢。
Yes， 谢谢。
荣耀无，荣耀无，无有主，无为，得放下这。
Jai。
Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna Maharaj。
拜拜。
Vaikuntha 之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了，非常非常感谢咖啡圈这。咖啡圈人马尔之为我们的精彩讲述和对问题的耐心的解答，非常感恩萨提玛吉为我们安排的这个平台，也非常感恩所有的奉献者的聆听。祝大家在周五2020年的第一个周五度过一个非常美妙的温暖的 Krishna 知觉的一天。Hare Krishna。